Yes, this is not for passengers travelling from the UK outbound. This is only passengers travelling inbound into the UK. So I think that's the first part to remember.
Important point, yes.
And it is the six countries, Turkey, Lebanon, Jordan, Egypt, Tunisia and Saudi Arabia.
So if you are out there and you're coming in, you will not be able to bring some of the kit that you would normally bring in your cabin luggage on board. You'll have to put it in the hold.
That's right. And the other point I think is important to remember is if you actually in one of those countries decide at duty free to buy a new laptop, you will not be able to put that on board the flight.
So even if it's new, even if it's new, yep, and bought in the duty free area where it's, yes, still in the package?
That's right, it won't be accepted.
That's incredibly strict because according to reports in the US, Islamic State, they've worked out a way of getting explosives onto a plane by putting them into the electronics in the likes of the laptop or the computer. But it doesn't impact on your mobile phone. You will be able to use your mobile phone.
Yes, give it a size restriction and it's anything above 16 centimetres in length and 9.3 centimetres in width and 1.5 in depth or thickness. So basically iPhones and Samsung Galaxy, the normal size phones are acceptable. But if you go up to really, if you think about laptop size computers and tablets, it's that size that isn't going to be accepted on board in the cabin.
I'm scared, if you don't mind me saying, because if these terrorists have found a way to smuggle explosives onto a plane by hiding them in the electronics, then the fact that they're in the hold, how is that going to make us any safer if they are able to detonate the like of that on a timer in the hold?
Well, I think it's probably, we won't know the detail of that because that'll be down to intelligence, but all the hold luggage going onto aircraft is screened very much similar to the way the passengers are screened. So if there's an increase in awareness here that the security level's gone higher, then flights coming in from these destinations will have a very tight screening before the luggage is actually put into the hold. So it's not just baggage just being popped in there.
Okay, so that is reassuring that the screening is more stringent, yes, than it would be if you're going actually into the cabin. As for other airports, if terrorists are able to do that, what's to stop them smuggling explosives onto a Belfast flight and blowing it out of the sky? Should we not be almost insisting on all of that kit going into the hold and supporting the security organisations at all airports to take as much of that stuff off us and put it into the hold?
I think the people behind making the decisions in the Foreign Office on this and the Department of Transport are trying not to inconvenience people too much or set people too scared if there's not a requirement for it. They're deeming that flights coming in from these countries at a higher risk at this moment in time. This is all becoming effective from the 25th of March. We don't know how long it's going to be in play for or whether it'll only be a temporary or a longer term ban. So I think it's just down to what the situation and the local intelligence level that they have got at this moment in time. So rather than create panic and saying we need to do it right across the board, they've targeted the areas for whatever reason, just the specifics, and I think that's probably a better way to go.
Is it worrying for your industry that the likes of me is now being reticent about travelling and thinking if they can booby trap a computer, we are in difficulty?
I think, yes, it will have an impact on travellers and making them much more aware of the dangers out there. But we all know over the years what danger in travelling is about anyway. And, you know, by and large, travel is a very safe mode of transport. There's more people killed on the roads than there are actually on flights. So it's trying to get it to be proportional to the risk that's involved. And the Foreign Office is very, very diligent in making their decisions. There's a lot of the thought long and hardened. There has to be something that has led up to make this decision. And I would rather then make a decision like that and keep us all safe than ignoring it. And I think we would all think like that. So, you know, it's not that they're out there to try to ruin people's holidays. It's not. By and large, most of the world is still very safe to travel to. But you have to be aware of what's happening in the greater area in the greater world and try to do all possible to make us all safe.
You should also be aware, and this was mentioned on the news, it may impact on the insurance of your software, the hardware, of the kit that you have. If you've got a very fancy piece of kit and it's now going into the hold, it may not be insured the same way as it would be in the cabin.
Yes, there's a whole range of travel insurances out there, from the most expensive down to the cheapest, one you can get. And you really need to check those, because some of the cheaper end ones will have a maximum cap on how much they will pay out in the event of a claim. And also the personal data that's stored on that, people will need to be very careful about if they have financial data or ID data on those, because there is an opportunity here for theft. So they have to kind of protect their own goods to make sure they have good passwords in place, etc. If they are going to, leave their laptops in a suitcase into the hold of an aircraft, and secure your suitcase. Although if the security is going through on the luggage that's going into the hold and they see something suspicious, they have the right to open that suitcase and break the lock if necessary.
Doreen, it's worrying, but at the end of the day, someone in a very high place believes it's necessary. Thanks for speaking to us this morning. Thank you.
You're welcome.